This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Lower bond yields suggest both continued stimulus by the Federal Reserve and an economy that still hasn't really caught fire. Today there's word that orders for long-lasting expensive things, so-called durables, went up 0.1% in August. Sarah Watt is an economist at Wells Fargo. Good morning.
Good morning.
Help me with these durable goods numbers. This is not all that spectacular, is it?
No. So on the headline, we got a little bit of a better number than we were expecting, but not by much. And these numbers do tend to bounce around quite a bit. And more alarmingly, we did see a downward revision to last month's order. So definitely not as good as we were hoping for this morning.
Looking a little bit deeper, there is a bounce in one particular piece of this report worth noting, right?
Yeah, so if you look at what we call core capital goods orders, so that excludes defense orders and aircraft, which tend to really sway the numbers, that actually picked up this month. So looking a little bit there in some core business spending, but still a relatively moderate pace of growth.
How do you fit this in with other reports we've been getting from American factories in recent days?
Well, that's an interesting question because this actually does tend to deviate a little bit from some of the other manufacturing reports we've seen. So particularly the ISM index.
That's the Institute for Supply Management.
That's correct. So that index actually jumped pretty sharply last month. So we've seen that pick up over the past few months, but really we haven't seen that in the durable orders number. So it seems to be some discrepancy between what manufacturers are saying they're seeing and what's actually showing up in these hard numbers.
Something to watch as we move further into the autumn. Sarah Watt, Wells Fargo, thank you very much.
Thank you.